talk about HX request, which is in the same family as HX headers. By that, I just mean it deals with the request options, but it kind of operates at a higher level than HX headers because, for example, you can use this to disable all the headers with your request. So HX request has three options. The first is timeout, the second is credentials, and the third is no headers. So timeout says how long the request can run on the server before timing out, before sort of forcing the timeout. And we can use that to either to allow for more time. So if we have some, you know, something we know is going to take a long time, it's kind of an intensive request, we can extend the amount of time that our normal timeout would be, our default. Or we can sort of use it to move our server along to kind of, you know, say, okay, give up on the request quickly. We've got a bunch of requests going. By the time this one's coming back, you know, maybe there's some slow requests for some reason. You're making a lot of requests and they're replacing each other. So you just want to set the timeout to something short. And if it doesn't respond in time, that's fine. Just drop it and, you know, move on to the next one. So, you know, a couple different ways you could use timeout. You maybe have used these before, but, you know, this uses the standard HTML, HTTP, headers for the timeout. And the next is credentials. So credentials is, you don't actually put the credentials into the credentials option. It's just basically a Boolean as to whether the request will send the credentials. You still would need to send your credentials in the header. So like I said, this operates, you know, on the level, the layer right above that. And this only matters when you're making requests outside your current domain. So if you're making requests just normally, you're not going to be using the credentials things doesn't matter. This is for when it deals with the access control headers. And basically, this is if you're using third-party APIs. I wouldn't recommend kind of getting into this or learning sort of more about this unless you're sort of already familiar with why you'd want to start using the credentials or this. But basically, once you get to that point where you need to say, okay, I need to turn these credentials off or I need to make sure they're on, this is the place where you do it. In the HX request, you can say dot credentials or you can send the credentials. Not the credentials themselves, but you can send this Boolean as to whether the credentials are going to be sent or not. And then the last one, which I mentioned earlier, is just you can do the headers off. So no headers, it's called. So you do HX request. And then actually, I should say the format for sending all these is similar to some of the other ones. You send valid JSON. So that means two things. It means first, you know, you need to kind of make sure that you're using your double quotes correctly, either escaping the double quotes or, you know, using single quotes for your attribute. That's just a syntax thing, not a big deal, but just something to keep in mind anytime you're putting JSON into an attribute like this. It also means HTMX lets you use dynamic values in here, but what you have to do is you have to prefix, so HX headers, I'm sorry, HX request. I hope I didn't say HX headers too many times in this when I'm meaning HX request. HX request equals, and then if you want to send something dynamic, like a JavaScript value, so let's say your timeout is set using JavaScript and you want to have that as a variable in your code and you want to maybe even change that at different times, then you set JavaScript colon and then you put your values, or JS colon and then you put your values. And this is an HTMX thing that just kind of lets you use these dynamic options in a couple different places. So that's the format for it. It just gives you some additional controls over your request. Not a ton of options, three different options, but they're all kind of high level. Most of the time, as with almost all these advanced attributes, you're not really going to need them unless you start digging in and you're really, you know, once you start building these really specific things, you're going to come across these. So just kind of another one, file it away. These are also inherited. So you can set your HX request globally just by putting it on the body tag. So, you know, it's inherited to all the DOM below it. That's true for any element you put it on. So you can just do this for individual requests if you want to, or you can set it globally and then change it, you know, below by modifying the HX request as you go. down. So those options again are timeout, a credentials Boolean, and a no headers Boolean. And it just gives you some more control over your request, along with the HX headers and a couple other that are sort of in that family.